Hello everyone, it's Susanna. Welcome to Fashion Love Stories, Season 5. As you know from my past episodes, my main obsession here with this podcasting business is to inspire you, to love you, to share with you my experiences and my passions that have a lot to do with history, glamour, style, spirituality, New York City, Greece, ancient Greek stories and glamour, self-help, and in general, inspiring you to be the best version you can be. And it is my pleasure this season. I'm going to be inserting some beautiful love stories about the Queen of England. Her recent passing inspired me to focus on that area and share with you some of her glamour and beautiful contributions, and in general the style that she inspired throughout the world for generations. So yes, it's going to be all that and more, and happy surprises and beautiful love stories. I can't wait to share with you the season and share with you the love. Before we begin, my darlings, I have to tell you, it was so much fun creating this podcast because I'm speaking to you about one of my favorite style icons and like the fashionista that I am, and I'm intrigued with all these twists and turns of fashion and cinema and style icons and personalities. I felt excited to share with you one of my style icons, Grace, and I created this podcast on how to be graceful. Yes, we need to do that these days because grace is missing from our culture, and our culture has been, although I'm seeing a change now, in a change away from this, but for many years our culture was very vulgar, very inappropriate and ugly, and I stayed away from a lot of what was considered to be cultured, or the thing to do, or I just stayed to myself. But inside I knew that it was not right what was going on. But gladly I see that a lot of the younger generation are getting back into a more traditional point of taste. And I see that they embrace the old world culture and sophistication and rules and etiquette and stuff like that. So when I was doing this podcast about one of my style icons, Grace Kelly, about how to be graceful, I felt a lot of people will resonate with what I'm sharing. So I gave you a lot of things to consider, rules and ways to behave, and how to be more proactive in your new attitude on the way to up-leveling yourself, creating your new self pre-COVID. So I just given you some ideas, all inspired by the 1950s style icon and one of my favorites, Grace Kelly. And of course, that started everything. What really actually started this podcast was a recent wedding at Mar-a-Lago. And one of the Trump daughters, Ivanka, was wearing a Grace Kelly ice blue gown. And I was so inspired by that because it came out from the movie, one of my favorite movies ever, one of my favorite movies ever, To Catch a Thief. So when I saw Ivanka wearing something classic and traditional and elegant and chic, I got going. I started thinking, and I created this podcast on how to be more graceful, inspired from an age that people were more graceful, more elegant, more stylish, more sophisticated, etc., etc., etc. So I gave you all these ways of how to do that, but I forgot to tell you one thing. And I'm sharing it with you right now. One of the ways to be more graceful is not to show who you really are 100%, because not everybody deserves to know who you are. You have to create a little bit of a mystique, a little bit of an enigma about yourself. This is very graceful. You don't have to put all your cards on the table, because why? Only the people that deserve to be in your inner circle deserve to know the real intimate you. So always, when you put yourself out there, be mindful of that. Keep some things to yourself, some private things, only for you and your very, 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 very close ones. So it's very important that I share this with you, because it's all part of the enigma and the mystique of a style icon and enigmatic and graceful style icon. So I hope you will enjoy this podcast. It is Thursday afternoon in New York City. That time is 4:14 p.m. November 17th. In this episode, I'm going to tell you all about grace. What does this mean? How to be graceful, and also one of my favorite style icons, Princess Grace or Grace Kelly. For years and years and years, one of my favorite movies ever was How to Catch a Thief with Cary Grant and Grace Kelly. Of course, there were some others like Breakfast at Tiffany's. After all, I'm a New Yorker and I live down the street from Tiffany's, and I worked across the street at Bergdorf Goodman for many years, and this is like home to me. And when I saw the movie, I identified with that. But going back to Grace Kelly, I don't know. I've never been to Italy, and nor south of France where the movie is made, but I've been to America, and she's an American actress and style icon. And in the 1950s, she was the It girl, the It woman, full of grace. Her name was Grace Kelly, and she ended up marrying a prince, the Prince of Monaco, Prince Rainier. And eventually she moved to the south of France, Monaco, and the rest is history. She became a queen, a princess actually, not a queen, a princess, and she lived the most glamorous life, and she did have a very unfortunate end of life, but we're not going there. We're going to the style section of her life and the glamour and the impact that she created style-wise. So recently, going back to that, that was where I come from. She was always my style icon. And like I said, my favorite movie of all times, aside from Breakfast at Tiffany's, which was like a parenthesis because of New York City and Tiffany's, which is the fashion industry, of course, and I come from the fashion world. But To Catch a Thief, I don't know. When I saw this movie, something resonated with me. Maybe it was the French, the style, the glamour. Maybe it was part of me, because I have a little French in me based on my 23andMe results. One of my great, 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 great grandmothers somewhere was French. Yeah, that makes sense. That's why I like Paris and I like anything French. But in any case, I love beauty and I love beautiful things, and that's why I like elegance and glamour, and of course I like the life that Princess Grace exemplified and showed us how to do it as a role model. And in this film, To Catch a Thief, she was attracted to a thief, previous thief actually, but he turned out to be a good man after all. And she kind of, in a very cool, elegant way, approached him, and they got together and they lived happily ever after. But in this movie, what really attracted me as a fashionista that I am was those gorgeous gowns. There was the most gorgeous sky blue gown, chiffon with a scarf thrown over the shoulders, and her cool exterior and the cool color of the sky blue, or whatever, light blue color of the gown, was amazing. And it left me speechless. It left me that I wanted to wear that gown. And of course, there was another gown, white chiffon. And there was a scene in a hotel where Cary Grant visited her. She was a rich American heiress, and she was visiting south of France with her mom, and that's the story. And of course, there was a thief going around that stealing all the jewels, and her mother was rich, and of course they had money, they came from Texas, and old American money, and of course glamour and sophistication and blah blah blah. So they were staying at the most gorgeous, glamorous hotel in the south of France, in Nice, and this is the story. And of course, she meets Cary Grant, who used to be a thief back in the day, but he changed. He was a good guy now. However, someone was trying to copy him, and they were doing thefts of jewelry, and they were trying to frame him. That's the story. And of course, cool Grace Kelly, she did not really believe that he was nice guys after all, so she was trying to catch him. She was trying to catch that thief, but eventually she caught him as a love interest, and that's what I like. After all, I'm all about fashion love stories, and it was one of the most romantic film ever in my life. I loved it. So, of course, going back to the costumes, there was that white chiffon strapless dress, and they were sitting in the room of her hotel in Nice, and of course outside it was the French Riviera, and it was, I would say, night and dark, and of course there were fireworks inside. Of course, she was sitting next to that handsome, gorgeous guy, Cary Grant, and of course outside there was the actual fireworks, and they were watching, and it was intense. And here she was wearing fake jewelry, and she was enticing him to make a move, and of course she wanted him to make another move as well, more romantic. And she was kind of playing with him, and he was cool, and of course he was a reformed guy, he was not a thief anymore, and he was trying to be nice. And of course there were fireworks inside and out, and of course it was the cool exterior of her, and she was cool after all. And of course there were the jewels, which were fake to begin with, but she was kind of like playing with him, here, take it, steal it, or whatever. But she was insinuated that she was daring him to steal her heart. The most romantic movie ever. So why am I talking about this movie? Of course, I wanted to be on record that this was my favorite movie ever. And a few podcasts ago, when I was telling you guys and girls how to create a new movie of your life, and how to start a new chapter after COVID, and how to design your life, and ta-da-da, blah, 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 and to have a movie to create, and to give it a title, and then at one of my podcasts, I believe it was about 3 podcasts ago, don't know, you have to check my podcasting out, especially the last season 5. I was telling you about what is my movie going to be like. since we're all in the same stage right now, and we're moving onwards and forwards and creating a new path in our lives after COVID, and here we are because we have the power to do it, and we are making it, and we are creating the movie. And I was telling you, if I had to create a movie, which I am, what my movie title will be, and of course I told you to catch a thief. And then a few weeks later, I watched the Trump wedding in Mar-a-Lago. It was last weekend, the wedding of Tiffany Trump, and I watched Ivana Trump dressed in a Grace Kelly copy of that famous blue dress from the movie, and I was like, wow, I don't know where that is coming from. What is she trying to tell us? Of course, she's an elegant woman, and she was inspired, I'm sure, of her cool exterior and the beauty and the grace, and she identified with that, and that is so cool. But the coincidence was immense. What can I say? It's all about grace. She's a very graceful woman, Ivanka. So I was going to continue with this podcast and tell you more about grace, how to be graceful in today's world. And since we're making that move, that a new beginning, how about approaching this new beginning from a graceful point of view? How to be graceful, basically. This is what I'm going to be telling you all about. And although I'm not familiar with these people and I've never looked into them, the Kardashians, I have never watched their movies, I have never resonated with them. Not that there is anything wrong with them, it's just not resonating with me, their image. But someone who just was saying something amazing, I was watching one of my social media influencers that is more or less vibrating with my kind of vibrations these days, and she's telling people how to be graceful and stuff. She was saying in one of her short videos, in a world full of Kardashians, why don't you be a Grace? And they were showing Grace Kelly in that beautiful sky blue elegant chiffon dress that Ivanka recently wore, and basically she was telling people to be graceful, in other words, and using the image of Grace Kelly and of course Ivanka. And that really resonated with me and inspired me to create a whole episode about. Now, I told you where my inspiration is coming from. Of course, it was always Grace Kelly and still is. And my movie, of course, even though Ivanka came out and she was showing that sky blue, ice blue dress. I was, for the record, I stated it before that Grace Kelly and that To Catch a Thief title was really my inspiration of how I am going forwards and onwards after COVID, and how I'm going to approach everything. Of course, catch my own thief. Catch someone. Yes, it's all about themes, but not necessarily. It's a romantic situation to catch someone. It's all about romance, love and beauty, my darlings, and of course grace. And today is going to be all about that. Reapproaching the beautiful life and the next chapter of our lives and the book that we're writing from a more elegant old world perspective, and anything of recent years that is not resonating with us, aka anything that has to do with Kardashians. Not that I know them, I don't know them, but anything that has to do with I don't know, not so graceful situations. It's not my style. I'm not condemning anything that resonates with that. It's all your style, and I totally respect it. But for me, it's
the more classic, more 1950s elegance and sophistication, the all Americana, the old beautiful elegant female, full of grace, inspired, of course, inspired by ancient Greece, of course, or the Greek goddesses. Being that I'm Greek, that I was born in Greece but raised in New York, I identified with both of these female characters, okay? And of course my mom, that she was so inspired in the from her 1950s lifestyle and inspirations and style, and she also inspired me to kind of accept this graceful period of style and sophistication, and made me more aware, and of course I was inspired by her. Today I'm using that type of an inspiration, the 1950s elegance and grace, and of course that includes my style icon Grace Kelly. I'm fortified with style inspirations and beautiful chiffon gowns and elegant cool colors and diamonds and multifaceted light and brilliance and romance and adventure and all that, and I'm creating my movie as we speak, and of course the inspiration is grace. So how to be grateful? I'm going to end the introductory part of my podcast here, and on the next segment, after my little break, I'm going to tell you ways to be more graceful, okay? I'm back, my darlings. It is now Saturday morning in New York City. And guess what? The time is 11:11 a.m. Whatever, I have no idea, but I have to mention this because it's the 11th month of the year, 11:11, the year 2022. Something that has to do with numerology, and I don't know anything about that, but I'm sharing this with you as I'm recording the segment about how to be a grace, how to be a graceful lady. Being that I'm a woman, I can only speak for myself because I don't identify with male behavior. So for any man that want to be graceful, I have no advice for you. Okay, so today's segment is inspired by Princess Grace, Grace Kelly of Monaco, and as I mentioned to you earlier on this episode, she was always a style icon for me and a role model and an icon in general. And for some reason, I was always looking up to her, to just copy her or learn from her beautiful manners and her beautiful style, her beautiful self-expression. And at this point, I have to give you an explanation or a definition of what it means to be graceful. Being graceful means that you are aesthetically pleasing. You have a controlled and polite, pleasant way of behaving. Okay? So you're very pleasing to be around, and you have beautiful vibrations, you're very charismatic, you are someone that people want to be close to, they want to emulate you, they want to grab some of your fantastic high vibrations and your elegance and style and charm and enigma and beauty and
the whole existence, your life story, your lifestyle, your movie, the style of your life is copied and being admired, and you inspire others in many, many ways. Okay, first of all, by being graceful and pleasing and pleasant, and this is a very positive attribute to have, and also by doing pleasant acts as well and helping others and being the best version of humanity that you can be. So this is a very high vibration and very admirable, and for people who know better, they should aim to attain that place of existence, because aesthetically, like I said, it's very, very pleasing and very helpful to yourself to have a better life and to for others who you're sharing your life with. So it's kind of like being culturally very refined, and you make it your business, your life's mission, to educate yourself, to be in the culture, to learn from the best cultures, and to have a beautiful, refined life. And it is not something that we are learning in our society. Those were the good old days. I mean, there are certain societies, certain cultures, like the French or the Italian, especially the French or the British, the royal families and all these, they have an elegant manner, a very polite and graceful and pleasing exterior, and great manners, and they're a pleasure. So it is an option for them, for the people that are culturally very defined, it is an option for them to be having a life from this perspective. It's an option. Basically, if somebody has an option to do it, anybody can have the same option if they choose so, once they know. So elegance is an art. So these are the fine arts of life, and being graceful and elegant and cultural has nothing to do with age, has nothing to do with race, has nothing to do with skin color or anything, socioeconomic status. It has to do with making the best for what you have and having a very pleasing personality and vision, and that anyone can do. It is actually a state of mind. Being graceful is something that you are working on achieving, and you're being purposeful to have that state constantly, because it is to your benefit to be aesthetically pleasing and to be attractive and to be pleasant and be behaving in this manner. And of course, once you're trying to uplevel your life and to get into a better position and a better spot in life, you need to know the art of gracefulness and elegance in order for you to use it and to uplevel. I have been speaking about upleveling in so many recent episodes. Please go back and hear about upleveling. So we have all of us, we're not born with a knowledge, or not all of us are in the same situation where it's out there in our environment that we can easily learn about how to be graceful. We have to kind of seek it and educate ourselves. There are so many books, there are so many style icons, like in my case it's Grace Kelly, so many movies, cinema, so many biographies, so many style and fashion magazines, for example Vogue, so many books about manners, about style about what to do. There are so many videos, like YouTube videos and short videos in social media. There is so much information out there that if you so choose to educate yourself on how to be graceful, there is so much content out there. So there are so many ways to be more graceful, and I'm going to share with you some of my favorite ways and what I learned throughout my life. And I was lucky enough to be around some very classy, elegant people, and I learned through my work, working for Bergdorf's in New York, which is one of the most classiest and most graceful fashion store in the world. I also worked for Versace, and at one point Gianni Versace himself was my boss, and I had interactions with him, and he was so graceful, so elegant. So, and of course I worked with his right-hand man for many years, and of course he trained me, and it was really a pleasure to understand culture from that perspective, from a genius in style and fashion. And I was so lucky, I suppose. Yes, lucky. Although I tried myself to be in that position or to be accepted for a role or to work with the graceful company, I guess it took two. It was my personality, but I also learned while I was there more and more. So it was a right marriage, I would say, of being in the right place or being the right person to be in the right place. So everything is possible once you make it your choice to educate yourself and to self-care and to realize what is needed culturally to be understood in order for you to be in a better spot in life, to have a better life, and to have that elegance and graceful state of mind. So mind your manners, okay? So I'm going to tell you some of the things that I learned or what I was able to absorb so far in my life that I think consist of graceful behavior and they're aesthetically very pleasing to women. Okay, I'm talking for women now. So mind your manners, so have excellent manners. Know what to do and what not to do socially, even on a personal, private situation. You cannot be not authentic and be polished and elegant and soft-spoken and demure outside, and then with your family and friends and the people that are close to you, you can be brutal and not authentic and show your really true colors. That doesn't work. This is not graceful behavior. So you have overall to have excellent manners. You can educate yourself. There are so many manners books here and so much information. So I'm going to go in the next couple of episodes, I'm going to share some manners content with you. So this is going to be all as part of the up leveling and placing ourselves in the best possible situation. So definitely manners are very important, and they are the basic rules or necessity of you to be aesthetically pleasing and polite and pleasant. If you don't know when and how to be polite and why, you don't do it. So basically it's elementary information. You have to learn your manners. I believe every young woman should have a manners, good manners book or education from her mother, and it's very, very important. Even in school, they should have classes of people to how to be more graceful. Of course, there is dancing lessons, there is piano lessons, there is ballet. I'm sure that a lot of kids are being introduced to politeness and elegance and gracefulness through certain lessons that they receive on early days, but definitely all the rules have to be thoroughly explained. So how to behave, also how to speak is very, very important. How your voice, how you use your voice, how you use your vocabulary. Is it soft-spoken? Is it harsh? Is it loud? Is it smooth? Is it soothing? Is it considerate of others? How you express yourself and how verbally you communicate with people. Are you charming? Thinking about Grace Kelly in the movies that, or any other style icon from the cinema, and you hear how they speak, how they use their voice, how they use their mouth, how they use their tone, how they move their heads, how they have eye contact. Eye contact is so important. How confident they are when they are speaking, when they're engaging with people, while they are standing up, while they're having a very good posture, while they feel very confident in their skin and very relaxed without having any arrogance about it or look at me, I'm so beautiful situation, an easygoing, flowing, kind of like ease, a walk that walks with confidence and fluidity and gracefulness and beauty. I think we have to be mindful of that when we are up-leveling and becoming more graceful. So confidence, eye contact, beautiful, elegant movements, the way we speak. Are we having a sense of humor? Are we a delight to speak to other people, or we're like very boring and yes or no and moody and harsh and cursing? Cursing is a no-no. You don't have to curse if you are graceful. Just keep your mouth shut and then just don't. You don't have to explode. Your temper, for example, I have a lot of people that I'm dealing with, some people, they don't know how to control their feelings, how to control their voices, how to control their behavior. They explode. Take care of yourself. If you have any issues that are creating an explosive reaction coming from you, or something that cannot bottle up anymore, deal with this. Get some therapy, speak to a friend or somebody that a confidant, or write it down, or create a painting, whatever it is that you need to take all this aggression or this need to express yourself in an abrupt, abrasive, loud, explosive manner. It's not necessary. Know yourself. What is really making you behave a certain way and alter it. This way you choose, you have an option to be aesthetically pleasing and graceful. So it's your responsibility to handle your issues and to see with clarity where you need to change. And if you have a big ego, you're not going to, but once you are having an open-minded situation where you really allow other people, not everybody will give you the right opinion, by the way, you have to kind of like be smart enough and to really see your own flaws and analyze yourself in a very nice way without beating yourself up, without not accepting any faults that you have from an egoistic point of view. I mean, we're not perfect. No one is perfect. And this is so cool about us, because our flaws are what are giving us an edge in our personality. And we have to embrace our flaws as long as we are managing and controlling our insecurities and our dark side. All of us have that. And we are overall come out are aesthetically pleasing. And of course, here and there we throw in a twist or something charming, something unexpected, something a little bit of a difficult situation. But overall, we are not an undesirable person or someone that who is not very likable overall. People are finding us charming and they are accepting our dark side if we are polite and diplomatic enough to be having this kind of a situation and handle it accordingly in a graceful manner. So being diplomatic, this is another word that is very important for us to be aware how to use diplomacy in order to get the best results from our interaction of others and how to have the best image out there for ourselves. We have to use diplomacy and also empathy. We have to see how other people are perceiving us. Are we doing the right way? In the most recent episode, I was talking about the anti-seducer. So somebody who is turning people off and really is a horrible person. This is the opposite of gracefulness. So we have to manage ourselves and grade ourselves and see if something disappointing happened or something that was unpleasant. We have to really figure out with authenticity, what did we do wrong? What was not so graceful? And know ourselves really and control. In the subject of knowing ourselves overall, we have to have confidence that we are fine the way we are. We have to accept ourselves. We cannot belittle ourselves. Oh, I have a phone call. Probably it's my mother calling, but I'm not answering right now. Call her later. So, speaking about your worth, you have to know that you are a worthy person, or if you are not worthy, you have to work on your self-acceptance and your self-respect. Make yourself worthy for real, not for egotistical reasons, but because every complete person in society should have some kind of worth. The Creator created us, and that's enough a reason to have self-worth, because somebody created us. A very special force, energy, the highest, created us, and they gave us what we have today, all the gifts and everything. If we so choose to see the gifts that we have, they are there. We just have to see ourselves from a different perspective. So knowing our worth is very, very important for us to show, to come out to the world with confidence and a nice balanced behavior where we're cool, we are we feel good in our skin, and we don't have any insecurities that are anti-seducing qualities. We don't want that. So we know our worth and we are accepting ourselves with confidence. Okay, so another area that we need to focus is having a purpose in our life. So when we walk with confidence, and we give ourselves a pat in the back and approve of ourselves, but for real, we have to approve of ourselves. So if we feel like losers and we don't take any steps to up-level ourselves, improve ourselves, educate ourselves, make ourselves better today than yesterday by having respect for us, respect for others, doing acts of kindness, feeling good in our skin and with our purpose, how can we walk with purpose and stride through life with elegance and grace if inside we feel like crap? We have to correct the inside, we have to feel good about ourselves, and we have to take responsibility and to do the work. So to have a purpose is very, very, very important. So once we do that, we have to work with confidence, and our head should always be gracefully up, and our shoulders will be straight, and have the perfect posture and walk with elegance. Our walk through life should be very, very elegant and confident, and have strength. Show passion, show that you have arrived. So speaking about arriving, you have to be dressed accordingly. So fashion and style is very, 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 very important. So we have to get to the way we present ourselves, okay? Well, from our makeup, the hair, the shoes, the jewelry, the clothing, the right accessories. We have to be mindful. Is this graceful? How do I look? What kind of first impression am I making? So if I meet someone for the first time, our exterior and our clothing, our style, the fashion sense that we have is speaking loud and clear about us, who we are really. We cannot be sloppy and give a different kind of expression. If we are sloppy and we're not dressing very nicely, our personality is similar, or something is not being taken care. There's something that needs to be taken care. So something is speaking loud and clear about us, that we're neglecting something. And why? Are we not respecting ourselves? Okay? We feel unworthy. So it's very, very important, fashion. So fashion is important, and style. We have to find our own style and personal style. In the case of Grace Kelly, for example, she had a certain look, very classic 1950s, elegant, beautiful quality, chiffon long gowns, the scarves, the nails, the makeup, the hair. It was her, and she never changed it, because I watched some of the videos later in her life when she got married and she was a mother and she was elderly. She still had class and elegance. So, and also her the way she was speaking, it never changed. It was always very graceful, very controlled, very, very pleasant, very studied. So you need to do some homework, my darlings. So being graceful, also being grateful, having the right attitude in life makes you more humble, more soft, more pleasant. It comes out your vibrations once you decide to look at things in your life and your life in general from a grateful perspective. What is so good about that? I'm so lucky to have this. I'm so happy. It's very hard because we're conditioned to be comparing ourselves with others, and to be jealous, to be divisive, to be critical, to be having an attitude, I'm better than you. No one is better than others. Everybody has their own personality, their own personal style, their image, and everybody is beautiful. And that is so good about the earth that we're living. There are so many different people, so many different looks, races, cultures, but countries, ethnicities, whatever. But once we decide to, from a graceful perspective, to use whatever we were given, okay, by the Creator,
and approach life from a graceful perspective, you show the more aesthetically pleasing side of yourself. This is the formula of gracefulness. So it's also very, very important to be considerate of others. I spoke about being diplomatic, okay? And being civil, well-mannered, polite, pleasant, all of that is very, very important. To be thoughtful, to be friendly, be forgiving, okay? So in the interactions with others, to be compassionate, to be open-minded, to be not critical, not to gossip about people, to respect people, because everybody has a light within and they have their own worth. So being respectful is very, very important, okay? We cannot, again, like I said before, we have to be authentic. We cannot pretend to like people. We have to really go within. If we don't like somebody, why? Now, if that person is completely toxic, we cannot manufacture love, and unfortunately, we may have to delete them from our lives, because if they affect our lives and interact with our vibrations in a very negative way, and we come across as being annoyed and turned off, that's not cool, okay? We don't want that. So part of being graceful in a graceful manner, we delete people in that case, which we should not. We should be inclusive, and we should always accept people with their own behaviors and really try to help them if they are actually doing something completely wrong and unacceptable and unseductive. But in the case of when somebody is completely toxic, I spoke about this so many times. Okay, we can be compassionate and open-minded, but if they don't, if they are affecting our vibrations, they have to leave. They have to go. So I spoke about style. I have my notes here. Style is important. Culture is important also in order for you to have more confident, more graceful perspective and attitude, and being pleasant and understanding, and you have to really know what is going on. You have to be able to converse eloquently. You have to use great vocabulary. You have to understand what is going on in society and be inclusive, be social. When socializing, we have to know what is going on and have a social conversation. It's very, very important to be charming and engaging and just participate in life. We cannot be a recluse, and we cannot sit in a corner and not say anything. That's not a graceful behavior. Graceful behavior is to find conversations, to understand, be empathetic about the other people, and be generous with your time and your focus. Sometimes it cannot be about us. To be graceful is to look at the other person, give them time to speak, give them respect, engage with them in a very elegant and pleasing manner. So giving them the time and attention is very, very important. Okay, so speaking about having this graceful personality, we also have to give people compliments when they deserve compliments. Not to be sarcastic or to not be authentic again, like to give compliments to children. Oh, you're good, you're perfect. If they're not good, they have to know the reason, you know. You cannot just be fake when you give your compliments, just to be, you know, just people can see that, can sense if your authenticity. So by complimenting someone and just being generous with your attention and good words, it has to come from a good point. So a graceful person will try to make the best out of the situation and really address someone from an authentic perspective and make the best out of that in a very pleasing manner. So being harmonious, having good taste is very, very important. No gossip. You have to smile. Smiling is very, very important. Showing up in a very respectful manner, being punctual, being responsible for others. Very, very important. Being well organized in your home. Getting some coffee. And overall, to be very active, to have great self-care, be open-minded, compassionate, etc., etc. I think that's it. I'm going to stop here. And I'll be back soon. I'm back. I took a little break. I was abruptly forced to end the previous segment because my throat was very dry and I was about to cough and it was not very aesthetically pleasing and grateful behavior. So I had to end the previous segment and continue because there are some other topics here within the graceful topic of the podcast that I still need to talk about. We have to be empathetic and really understand where other people are coming from and not be judgmental. We have to accept, give compliments, like I said before, but also we have to accept compliments gracefully because that's what graceful people do. We have to give gifts and we have to accept gifts gracefully as well because it's pleasing when we give gifts. So we have to give the other person the opportunity to feel good when they gift us something. It's very, very important. We have to be trustworthy, okay? So we have to not break the confidence of people that are entrusting us with something. We have to just be trustworthy. Always learn, always educate ourselves with new trends, new things that are happening, and be in the know. So in order to have good taste and have a contemporary attitude and taste in general, we have to see what is going on in the areas of style, makeup, scent. Okay, scent, home design. I'm coming back to scent. We have to have a signature scent. But definitely we have to be see what the current taste makers, what is considered new attitudes, new graceful behavior, because there's always, the world is evolving and there's always new things to learn. So always we have to make sure we educate ourselves and we come across as more refined, more cultural, more open-minded, more occurrent or current. We have to have respect of ourselves. I know I spoke about that. And going back to knowing our worth. But one more thing on this topic I have to tell you is we have to also stand up sometimes. We have to have independence and of course we have to have compassion for others, but also for ourselves. So if something is not right towards us, we have to speak up and protect ourselves, standing up in a graceful manner, not in a abrupt, vulgar, combative,
abrasive manner, I'll show you, but stand up in an elegant manner and say, I'm so sorry, that's not me anymore, or I don't resonate with this, and I don't think I can accept what you said because I disagree, because I don't think it's this, and then you explain yourself. So, yeah, sometimes keeping your mouth shut, people think that you're weak. So gracefully, you have to protect and show yourself some respect. It's very, very important. So going back to the scent, you have to smell good, okay? Gracefully speaking, you have to have your signature scent. To have a pleasant way, scent is very, very important. So I know I had for years several scents that but now currently I have, and I'm not gonna tell you which one it is because it's my scent, but yeah, that creates your aura, that gives good vibrations, pleasant vibes, and it surrounds you in a beautiful aura, and it's making your appearance way more aesthetically pleasing. So use your signature scent, okay, and take care of yourself, your nails, your everything has to have a signature, your face. You have to go out with a little bit of makeup. You cannot have a naked face, maybe a little bit of lip gloss, a little bit of mascara, some blush maybe, beautiful hair. Protect yourself if you need to with scarves, and always have what is needed. So be organized, because that is showing you're coming out at a certain very pleasing. When you have things in your bag, like water and your makeup, a little bit of lip gloss, you have a scarf and things that your perfume. So that's very elegant and graceful, and a lot of graceful women do that. And yeah, come across very polished and chic and feminine and beautiful and goddess-like. So after all, you are worth it. You are worth it, my darlings. And all of us are. And we have to be grateful for the grace that was given to us by the Divine Creator, and for us being who we are, and enjoy our existence with controlled and polite, pleasant manners and behaviors, and become the style icons, the graceful style icons that we should all be. Okay, so this is it, my darling. So I'm ending the podcast here, and I'll be back with more style, more grace, more fantastic knowledge to share with you. Okay, bye-bye.